What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Open area code 512-248-8252. Back to Joe in California. Joe, you said you had one more point you wanted to share with.
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if you had heard anything about this lateral flow test, where apparently it's giving out disappointment, chagrin of the quote unquote experts a lot of false negatives, whereas the PCR test is giving out false positives. So now they are not likely to continue using this lateral flow test. I wanted to know if you heard anything about mm-hmm. that. And then I just wanted to, as I say goodbye, I wanted to wish Layla in Canada a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year, and to steal a phrase from the Zionists, next year in Jerusalem.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. The problem we have had with the COVID-19 situation all along is the inaccuracy of virtually every test that's out. There is no, really reasonably like 90% accurate test that's being used. Some have false positives like PCR. Some have false negatives. We were talking earlier in the show about the rapid COVID test is also coming up with false negatives. And so it's a real problem, and everybody's, massaging the numbers to get whatever their agenda happens to be here. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today, Mike?
Doing fine.
I'll tell you, when I look at this bill, this gets me so infuriated, Mike. You have no idea. All this money going to foreign countries, $600. Lousy $600. All these people have lost their jobs, lost their businesses. And this is what they're worth, $600. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I understand Congress got to get yourself a raise on top of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. A good size raise, too, $20,000+. More than a lot of people make in this country. They got to, this is not only a slap in the face to me, this is almost a declaration of war against the American people. It really is. There's no excuse for it. And to top it off, I understand Trump is getting ready to sign it. This goes to show you what I'm trying to say about Trump, what I've been trying to say before. I took a lot of flack about it. Again, compared to Biden, yes, he's good. But that doesn't mean he's any good. The man, at the least you could say, has no clue what he's doing. Here again you go with Barr. Barr is stabbing him in the back again and again now, right? And he's shown his true face. And on top of that, now Barr's trying to start that. It's time for the Russia, because now Barr's a neocon. And he's still got Pompeo, who's also saying it's not. If there was interference, if there was any foreigners involved in this hack, and I kind of doubt there were any, but I kind of think it was the CIA. But the biggest suspects of foreigners would be, number one, Israel. Number two, China. And by the way, Israel's getting a nice chunk of money, too, I understand.
Yes, they are.
This thing. Okay? This isn't right, Mike. And as far as Trump goes, he'll be better than Biden if he gets to stay. But I'll tell you this. Maybe if you get a guy like Biden in there, people would start getting out of their comfort zone and start saying, it's Trump. He's playing 40 shows. He's doing this and he's doing that. They start to realize they really get up, really start showing their anger. If Biden does get in there. And personally, I don't think Biden would be able to do too much anyway, because half the country is going to hate him, not even consider him president. I would never call him president. Okay? And
he's illegitimate.
They president of Biden. He's not president of anything.
We're under no obligation to respect an illegitimate president.
Absolutely. And Harris would be just as much illegitimate. She got like 1% of her party's vote in a primary.
Yes.
So, and not to mention, she doesn't know what she's doing. So, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I'll tell you the truth. I'm really getting so disgusted with Trump. He keeps making one mistake after another. He keeps hiring one slug after another. He gets I understand this guy Rosen is nothing to write home about either. The guy has taken over to Justice Department now.
Yes.
He could have put Giuliani in there after he got rid of Sessions. Instead, he puts this neocon, deep state, CIA acid, going by, and Bush acid also, Barr in there. And think, because Barr gave him a little bit of flattery about the he told him about the Russian hoax there. But Trump could have dealt with the Russian hoax from the get-go. First of all, by keeping Flynn, who was the deep state's biggest fear.
Yes.
So, you know, people who say Trump is a good president, he's not. He's awful. The only thing is, if we get Biden in there, he'll be even more awful. So, in reality, we haven't had a good president since JFK. And by the way, some people have criticized me for saying JFK, and they come up with his brother, Teddy. I'm not talking about Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was a dirtbag, okay? There's no question about it.
Yeah.
He was not his brother. All right, he was a far lefty, dishonest, a drunk. He killed that woman there with his drunk driving at Chappaquiddick, and then had it covered up. I'm not standing up for the Kennedy family. I'm standing up for JFK, because I know my three friends over there mentioned something about the fact that I said JFK, as far as I'm concerned, was our last real patriot of a president, because he really did take on the CIA. He wanted to dismantle the CIA. He got rid of Dulles, who was a real scumbag. He did a lot of great things, and he wanted to get us out of Vietnam. He didn't want to get the combat troops into Vietnam, and he stood up to the Zionists. He told Israel, no, you cannot have nuclear weapons, and he threatened to go in there with troops to disarm them. Okay? That was our last great president, our last real patriot. Reagan's the one who signed his 1986 bill, this horrible bill that exempts these vaccine companies from, Big Pharma in effect, from being sued. So Reagan was, and plus, not to mention, Iran-Contra, where we were distributing drugs, he was bringing drugs into the United States to fund the war against the Nicaraguan people. Okay? No,
yes,
I'm sorry. We haven't had a real great president since JFK. That was the last. Okay, he had flaws. He liked to play around. He liked to do a lot of other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, when push came to shove, he was an American patriot. And they killed him for it. All right? That's all. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. But I'm really, really disgusted with this bill. This is giving us the finger. That's all they're doing. They're giving us the middle finger.
Yep.
There is no reason for this. If Trump doesn't veto it and give a good reason for vetoing it, so they don't override it, go to directly the American people to describe it, well, I'll be honest with you, it probably won't matter one way or the other than who's our next president, because you can't do this. This crosses the limit. Well, all these people being locked down, we didn't ask for the lockdown. They locked down the country. They're still locking down the country, all right? There's no reason for it. They're trying to push their vaccine on us now. They still got their mask mandates. Not the American people. This is the politicians, the ruling class, and the corporations that are doing this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And American people should have gotten, even in Europe, they're giving people like $2,000 a month or something like that, all right? Most of their salary.
Yes.
They're supporting the businesses that are having to be closed, all right? Not even doing that here, okay? This is predatory capitalism. By the way, when I say predatory capitalism, I don't mean capitalism as a whole. I mean a certain type of predatory capitalism where these billionaires get richer and richer and everybody else gets poorer and poorer. They need to have their money confiscated, given to the people. We need something new in this country. Like, I believe we need real populism. Only real populism will work. Conservatism,
well, that's
liberalism,
why they hate Trump so much.
Exactly, but he's not a real populist. That's the problem. He talks a good game, but when push comes to shove, he puts the same so-called swamp creatures, I call them sewer creatures, in there. People like Barr. Barr shouldn't have been in there. Neither should Pompeo. Neither should Haskell. But he puts these people in there, and then surprise. Well, that's all I got to say, Mike. Okay? Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call here. And, you know, I don't agree with Donald Trump calling Washington, D.C. a swamp. To me, it's a septic tank in which the really big chunks float to the top. So we're going to go back to the phones here to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, to add to your last caller, they're talking about Ted Kennedy being far left. On top of that, I always called him a limousine liberal. So that
yes.
was a good attachment to him. Question on the stimulus breakdown. Is that on your website?
No, I don't have the there is a breakdown of the pork that went in there, but it's not a complete breakdown of the entire stimulus bill. It's 5,000 pages long, and a lot of people haven't gotten through it yet. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking on Fox News where apparently some lawmakers are now coming on out and saying, we didn't know that this provision was in there, and they're starting to complain.
That's pretty amazing. Question, actually more of a comment. Well, you talked about the cyber attack. They're kind of putting those feathers out there. We could get attacked, a cyber attack, take down something, the grid or whatever. Never count out, you mentioned the term already, false flag, but never count out the United States doing a false flag and blaming Russia for a cyber attack on U.S. industry.
Absolutely.
Never count that out because they're famous for it.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, look at 9/11.
Exactly. That's exactly the example I use is 9/11 inside job. So I think if there is one, it will not be from Russia, of course. But they will get the blame
for it.
It will be a U.S. false flag. Yep.
I agree.
That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Michael. First and foremost, you know, I want to say, dude, that Matt Bracken said it best. You know, in third world countries like America is becoming, when a new leader gets elected, the globalists, the deep state, the NWO, whatever you want to call them, approach this new leader and ask them, silver or lead? And most of the time, these leaders say silver, and they enrich themselves and run the people down the river. Trump says lead, and we have nobody, dude, that's willing to back him, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't see how this country stands after January. I mean, dude, it is horrifying. It is absolutely freaking horrifying to know that this could be the last time that I go to the casino. This is the last time that I could go to the movies. Because what they want to do is they want to turn everybody into a freaking chicken McNugget, man. And, and what is this $600, man? Is this Rick Harrison's Pawn Stars for, you know, what you're worth as an American citizen paying into this tax, you know, all of these taxes and all of this, you know, health insurance, car insurance, only for them to flood this country with illegal immigrants, dude, and all that stuff? I'm sorry. The thing is this, man, is that I don't want this war to go kinetic, but it's going to have to. It's going to have to. I mean, because, man, these people, man, we cannot go on like this. I mean, to sit here and know, dude, that on January 27th, dude, you know, I can't take I probably won't be able to get a vacation anymore or anything like that, dude, because we're becoming a socialist country and they're going to take that benefit away from me or something. Who knows what the horrors are going to be, man? And I'm not going to take that vaccine, dude. I'm sorry, dude. I mean, you're crazy. I mean, to sit here and watch that lady, dude, in chatting. Just fall out, dude, after she had taken the vaccine and all that stuff, and the NRAs and the reprogramming of your genetics and what, you know, what propensities of health problems that you could possibly have, dude, or you could amplify your immune system to your hypersensitive to the point, dude, where you're going to be living in a bubble anyways. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I hear your anger.
I mean, man, dude, these conservatives, man, I mean, these people are freaking lost it, dude. I mean, conservatives are being brainwashed on mainstream, you turn on your radio, conservative news, into accepting all of this. I mean, dude, this is horrible, man, that we're going to sit here and give all this. I mean, you know that in this bill, money is going to go to illegal immigrants, dude. Money is going to get illegal immigrants retro pay and all of that stuff included in this. Who the heck signs this, man?
Well, apparently Trump is going to find it, and he doesn't have much choice.
I'm telling you this, Ben. All the immigrants of the last 20 years, they're gone. We're gone. We're throwing them all out, dude, because this was the worst thing that has happened to us. Ever since the 1967 Lottery Act, dude, under Ted Kennedy, and all that stuff, man, bringing this multicultural lottery here for what? What's happening? White people are being attacked. You know, we're not even, I mean, it's like, you look at a commercial today, dude, on television, and it's like we don't even exist, dude, when we're 67%, dude, of the population, dude, in the country. I mean, seriously. I mean, I am on board, dude, with throwing them all out, dude. Legal and illegal immigration has killed this country, and it has brought these people, dude, to these socialist ideas, and that's why, dude, we're getting ripped off, dude, because we have all these people, dude, that want to implode our freaking country, dude, and want to destroy us from the inside, Cloward and Piven. I mean, Tom from Florida is the man, dude. I mean, that is how every American needs to be, dude, because both immigration, both legal and illegal, has killed this country and all that stuff. Man, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care, dude, about, you know, we need them to cut grass. We need them to pick strawberries. No, you need to get up off of your butt, dude, and accept whatever job you're going to get, dude, because at the end of this month, we're going to see who all the unemployed people are in America, dude, when that CARES Act, dude, comes up. The average American is $6,000 in debt, dude, in back rent, and probably just as much, dude, with utilities and everything like that, and they're going to give us a pittance, a pathetic pittance of $600, dude. No way, man. Dude, war is on, dude. Whoever's about it, let's go. Let's get it going. Have a good afternoon.
All right. Well, I hear your anger, and again, you know, especially when you consider how much money the government has taken from the American people over the years, and then for them to give us back $600 of our own money and have Nancy Pelosi say, well, that's a significant amount. You know, what world does she live in? I mean, really. All righty. We have several phone lines open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
I'm still shaking a little bit after the last caller. He really got my anger up there with what he was saying. We're just, to add to that, we're just days away, are we not, from possible massive evictions of people from their homes.
I don't hear that there was anything in the coronavirus relief bill to extend that moratorium. But, yeah, we're looking at millions of Americans being made homeless.
Yeah, I don't know if you've gone over. I just joined the program just a few minutes ago, but I don't know if you've gone over all of the seemingly endless list of countries, foreign countries and special interests who are getting a piece of the stimulus bill, including $500 million to Israel, the biggest single expenditure to any foreign country, of course, is now, as you might expect, to Israel. I was just curious, and I did a little calculating, if the approximately $900 billion were divided up equally among the 332 million people. That's the official population. It's probably more. But 332 million people in this country, every man, woman, child, and infant would receive $2,746 instead of $600. If you took that $900 billion and divided it among the 28.2 million household units, every household would get $7,024. And if you divided among...
James, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with James and Charlotte. And James, you were sort of running down the numbers of how much Israel got versus what the American people are getting out of this bill.
Yeah, I just really started my figuring. I'll go back. We're supposed to be so satisfied with this $600 check we'll be getting of our own money, mm-hmm. and just to show who's getting the lion's share and who's getting the mouse's share of this huge $900 billion bill. I calculated that every single person in this country, if it were divided equally, would get $2,746. And if you divide it, obviously, they're not going to send a check to every single person. But if they were to send a single check divided equally to every household unit, every household in the country would get $7,024. And if mm-hmm. they were to send a check to every family, a household unit is kind of, it's not necessarily a family. It's just any group of people living in the same address, but if they would divided that $900 billion up equally and sent a check to every family, every one of the 83.4 million families, each family would get $10,792. So that's how much, I mean, I don't know what percentage is actually of that $900 billion is actually going to Americans. I imagine it's probably
no, obviously
more than
not much.
But that's just how unfair it is. And, of course, Congress gave itself, I think, I'm not sure if it was the Senate. I know the House voted itself a raise, which that's also in it as well. So that's the cherry on top of the very distasteful ice cream sundae.
Yes.
That's all the numbers I've got for you. It's it doesn't make you nauseous.
Well, you know, it's what we expect from this government, which keeps taking from us. And, you know, now that, you know, we're all in serious trouble because of governmental mismanagement of this whole pandemic, you know, they sort of drop a few crumbs on us. And like you say, they're expecting us to be grateful. I don't know anybody who's grateful. Everybody I know is actually insulted by this.
I think I'll probably donate the check if and when it ever arrives to some charities, and I think Republic will get some.
That would be a really good thing. Supposedly, the direct bank transfers go out next week, and so we'll see what happens there. Anyway, James, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. And, Al, I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Your last caller and the caller before him. Wow. That's a crime, right, against humanity. And just to make it even more interesting, if you take $900 billion and divide it by 90 people, how much do you think they're going to get? Isn't that how it really works, Mike?
Yes.
That's kind of really how it works. You know, even if you were to give all the individuals in the United States $900 billion, right? Every single person that's in there right now just give them their $7,000 or $3,700, whatever it is, it's all going to end up in the same place anyway. It's just who gets to spend it first, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's all it's about. That's
you know, and somewhere down the road, they're going to tax all this money back, you know, because the government doesn't believe in giving anything away.
Tax it back. That's a joke. Crying out loud. You know, up in Canada here, we get something called CERB. It's it's $1,000 every 2 weeks, Canadian, tax-free.
Okay.
But of course, you know, come next year when you file your taxes, you're going to have to declare this. And there were a few things that you had to qualify for. Like, number one, you wouldn't qualify for this if you hadn't made $5,000, I think it was in the last 3 months or 4 months or something, or 5 months, whatever it was, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you can't be working, right? So you basically lost your job. Well, here's the thing, and this is the good part. See, if you're making like $25 an hour up here in Canada, you're gonna get about $1,200 every 2 weeks from unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll go in your pocket. And there's probably around $200 of income tax that's, you know, kicked back. Honestly, you don't pay it. It's kicked back, right?
Al, I got to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. We're talking about how Canada is taking care of their people during this pandemic. So, Al, just please continue.
So you get about $1,000 every 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
You know, a single person. You don't pay, there's no income tax on that. So, you know, come next year around, so, you know, February, March, you're going to have to declare your income, and obviously you're going to owe. And then, of course, the fraud was massive. They figure around 30 to 40% of CERB payments went to people that were, you know, they didn't qualify and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they kind of scare you a little bit in the news about that, and then and Trudeau, they'll come in with a story. Well, Trudeau says, well, don't worry about that right now. You know, don't worry about that. I mean, he's so young, right? He's got all this time on his hands. Or, should I say, he has his pen to the paper to do whatever the hell he wants. Because we're in a quote-unquote pandemic, and it is a minority government, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, all he needs is a non-confidence vote, and it's all up for grabs. And obviously everybody knows how stupid that would be right now. But in the end, here's what's going to happen to this country. We're going to go bankrupt.
Yes.
There's debt up here. And you saw the chart. I sent it to you. It's escalated 8 80% in the last year. 80, Mike, it's almost double. Our
yes.
debt doubled. Jesus. You want to talk about something that's not sustainable. You know, like, this is insanity. You know what it's like, Mike, when you see this sort of thing and it hits you in the head? It's like up there in Greenland, you know, where all these glaciers are melting and they've been receding
yes.
over the, you know, they got photographic proof from 120, 140 years ago. But here's the kick. It's not because of climate change. It's because of lava.
The volcanoes.
Lava
the volcanoes,
floors.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yeah. The same thing that, you know, the same thing that supplies Iceland with free heat.
Yes.
All they got to do is go down a little bit, run some pipes, collect that heat, and boom, bring it upstairs to where we need it. It's crazy. But, you know, and there's another little truth right there. That's what it's all about. And has it been, have you heard about this at all, Mike?
What, Iceland's geothermal?
Well, you have, but, like,
yeah.
in mass media, mainstream crap, like, this should be a good thing. Hey, you know what? We're not as screwed as we thought we were. No, we're as screwed as we thought we were because they're not reported at all. It doesn't fit their agenda.
No, I mean, you know, you've got the petrochemical companies, the oil companies. You know, they're just as much interfere with the government as any other large corporation. We've had geothermal out on the Big Island in Hawaii. Unfortunately, the last eruption, not the current one, but the last eruption actually swallowed the geothermal plant. I don't know if they've rebuilt it yet.
Mm. Yeah, that thing right there, you got to be careful. I mean, you don't build like a geothermal plant in the middle of a fault line. That's just silly, right? That's bad planning, period.
Yeah. Yep.
Mike, just really quick, and then I swear, I'm going to go. This whole electric car thing, I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because there
yes.
are less moving parts. Things should last a lot mm-hmm. longer. It means less jobs.
Yeah.
But anyway, in theory, but anyway, now think about this. If this was actually seriously thought of by these greeners, right, they would have made
yes.
mandatory battery packs for all cars. Universal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a universal thing. And, you know, if you got a big truck, then you'd need two of them. And if you have, like, a semi, the bigger the truck, the more batteries you put on. So what they do is they travel down the road, right, and instead mm-hmm. of filling it with gas, you go in, and they change your battery, and it takes, like, you know, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yep.
You know, if you have more, it's going to take up to a half an hour. It could take. And so what they do is they do that, and then all around that filling station are solar panels, and they recharge the batteries. And they don't, they do it properly, right? They do it properly, which means it has to run down to a certain level, and then it has to charge right back up.
I'm not sure whether solar panels would provide enough energy to support, you know, the current volume of traffic on the roads if it were all electric. The other problem, I mean, and I'm all in favor of electric cars. I wanted to buy one when we got our last car, but we couldn't afford it. But the problem is that those refineries are still going to be pouring out the gasoline. There's no way to turn it off, and so we're going to have a huge buildup of waste gasoline. What are they going to do? Set it on fire to get rid of it?
Well, eventually, you can't give it away. So, I mean, it just peters out on its own. You can't sell this stuff anymore.
That's exactly
you know
the problem.
I mean? Like
you can't
we're
stop
going
producing.
Into lockdown up here. Well, it's not just that, though. I'm going down into a lockdown in another day for a month.
Yes.
The last time this
yes.
happened, a liter of gas went down to 72 cents. Now it's
yes.
at $1.04.
Yep.
And if it continues on that way, and then it's 60, and then it's 50, it's over, right?
Yes.
It all goes bust. That's what should happen naturally. But, of course, you know, the government, they make partners in their crime, these lobbyists and whatever other, you know, these rich folks that line their pockets with extracurricular activities or, you know, a nice little mm-hmm. benefit here or there. You know, let's do a fundraiser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's over. And this is the problem. I mean, Pelosi's 80 years old. What the hell's wrong with her? She's a narcissist. She's power
yes.
hungry.
Yes.
That's all there is to it. She wants the power. These people are insane.
They're sociopaths.
And we're insane for allowing this stuff to happen.
Agreed.
So, like a lot of people have said, I mean, this is probably going to get bruisy. You know,
it's going to come to fisticuffs.
It's going to come to fisticuffs. And in your case, it's going to be, you know, at the end of the barrel of a gun. Oh, well.
Fred, you're right.
They made their bet.
Yes, they did.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Merry Christmas to you. We're going to switch over to W in Texas. Hello, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, so one thing is I think business owners, they need to get a better understanding of, I think all of us really need to get a better understanding of these therapeutics, because right now we're all just hearing this echo of vaccine, lockdown, mask up, social distance. We're not actually hearing about these therapies as much as we probably should.
Yeah.
It needs to be like on billboards. Here are the therapies that have been working, from hydroxychloroquine to ivermectin to quercetin. And today they had like
yes.
120 scientists say vitamin D actually works. Of course, we knew that 9 months ago, but 120 scientists from the U.S. and the U.K., just put out a report, and I guess it's getting a little bit of traction, saying that vitamin D3 works. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, people, business owners, lay people, whoever, they just need to understand what are some of these therapies, because a lot of people are sort of in the middle. They don't really know what to think, and they think the vaccine
yeah.
is the only, you know, relief.
Well, that's what they're being told by the corporate media.
Right, exactly. And the last thing I guess I want to say is, y'all, I think someone mentioned earlier all these people being evicted potentially next year. So what does
mm-hmm.
that mean with the trajectory that we're on? Are they going to be required to get a vaccine, to get housing, to get food stamps? I mean, this is it's like they
could very well
make people
be.
Dependent. They make people dependent.
Very well
they,
be.
They take away their economics and then make them dependent, and now they're going to tack on a vaccine on top of all that. So that's kind of what I see, unfortunately, maybe coming. But, yeah, that's my comment.
Yeah, well, they're, you know, for a while they were talking about making the vaccine, or making the $600 payment from the COVID relief bill, making that contingent on accepting the vaccine.
Right.
And, you know,
that.
Both Claire and I said, you know, we'll live without the $600. I mean, you know, it's just, it's too soon. We don't know what's happening. We're both old enough to remember what happened back in 1976 with the swine flu debacle. And, you know, some of these, if you look at that list of 27 known adverse effects put out by the FDA, some of them will not manifest for weeks, if not months. And so, you know, I certainly we're going to delay getting the vaccination and hopefully not get it at all. But again, the government is looking for any kind of coercion to get people to take the vaccine. And, you know, Claire and I were both considered in a high risk group. You know, we were exposed recently. We had our tests. The test came back negative. You know, we both do take a lot of vitamin D.
One last thing. Black people. I'm a black person.
Yes.
So it's funny because they're pushing this so hard on, they're saying it's the irony of saying you have been disproportionately affected. Well, let's talk about black people real quick. There's African-American black people. There's black
yes.
people in Africa. I just literally
yes.
went on the John Hopkins site looking at all the deaths. I just went through the top 10 African countries. It was 50,000 just in the top 10. It went from 25,000 South Africa to number 10, Democratic Republic of Congo at 500. It dropped just that quickly from 1 to 10. 50,000
mm-hmm.
people just in those 10. And there's probably 60, 70,000 deaths reported. It may or may not be more, but the point I'm making is there's 1 billion people, 1.2 billion people in Africa. There's 50, 40 million black people And there's right now they're saying 50,000 African Americans have died, and I just pointed out 50,000 Africans have died. That doesn't make sense, Mike. Those things don't add up. So
no, the numbers
that's all I wanted to say.
Have never added up.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Hey, I was glad to hear W there. I was just mentioned a couple days ago. I hadn't heard him in a bit, but W better keep it down because, you know, whenever they hear a very intelligent black man, they start Uncle Tom and all that stuff. And then, you know, of course, they're not racist, but everybody else is. Nice call by W. I'm glad to hear it. Also, James was excellent. And that caller before him, boy, he's got my kindred spirit. I hope he calls in more often. But, you know, Michael, this is so shameful. I mean, these people that are supposedly representing us
mm-hmm.
give other nations more money and more care than they do their own people. They're the
mm-hmm.
people that to build this country, pay the taxes, fight for this nation.
Because they don't have to worry about elections anymore.
Yeah, that's obvious. But it's so shameful, and it's shameful. It's immoral. It's unethical. You know, and then to come out here and tell the black man, we're behind you, and the Hispanic, we're behind you, and the Asian, we're behind you. And, well, don't say nothing about the white, you can't do that, or you're a white supremacist or whatever, you're a sympathizer. But it's just so doggone outrageous, Michael. And then, you know, somehow we've let this go on. And I think that's the question, how do we turn this around? But, you know, you look at the status of this world. I mean, what will there be to change this? I mean, will there be a worldwide revolt against all organized governments? Or
it could happen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering. I mean, hey, everybody's our brother, Al from Canada, and I always enjoy Al's call. We got so many on here, Michael. Your audience is just unbelievable, led by the well, the head of the Rivero Rangers, Captain Michael
mm-hmm.
Rivero, and counterpart Claire Rivero. But, you know,
yes.
I think people are trying to draw a line to where do we begin and where do we conclude, and we're just not doing a good job at that. But, you know, I mean, I've heard these guys call in, and I've heard various guys say, you know, this Constitution, but they're not even on in all 50 states. You know, and you know, if we put an all-out effort, it would probably take us 20 years to even get one of them on. So we're kind of limited, as I've mentioned in the past. We've got to work with the Republicans. I don't see any working with the Democrats unless you're Antifa or, you know, something like
mm-hmm.
some outrageous group. There's nothing for the middle of the road or regular or even conservative guy. So it's like we're kind of in a bad status, but, you know, there has to be something for these people that give more and more. I mean, this is the only nation in the world who has a foreign policy for the benefit of a nation other than themselves, for economic benefits other than themselves. I mean, can you tell me, I mean, one of the other nations aside from Israel, which I don't know, what does Israel get this month? Is this what, more set? You know, settlement relocation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then you've got, I mean, I heard Portugal was in. I mean, what is our interest in there? I mean, is that where these politicians are fleeing to? Or what is our interest with giving all these people, other people money and all this other, these incentives? Have you heard anything on that?
Well, I mean, this is all basically just bribes to those governments to go on doing what the United States tells them to do.
Well, yeah, I don't even think they need to be bribed anymore because the United States will just tell them, look, we'll put this guy in and then we'll just come take your country and it'll be the 50-umpteenth whatever state of the United States. I don't even
okay.
think they have to bribe them now. I think they just strong-arm into these agreements and things like that. But Michael. Have a great show, and I'm going to listen to you, you know, offline because I always love hearing your commentary. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, we lost Jim in Brooklyn. All right. Then we're going to go to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Just a commentary about the debt. I'm not concerned about it. The debt that can't be paid won't be paid.
True. But they'll go on taxing us in the illusion, you know, that we, you know, we're paying the interest on the debt. The United States government has not paid the principal on the national debt since Vietnam days.
Understood. And when nobody's working, there'll be nobody to pay the taxes. The IRS, you may be able to do to the IRS and the Fed what couldn't be done for 100 years. They just might wither on the vine and blow away.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
It is. Merry Christmas. It is, you know, an unworkable situation. I remember, you know, it wasn't all that long ago when the federal government debt was closing in on $6 trillion. There was actually a movement among the states called the Ultimatum Resolution. It failed to get the necessary three-quarters legislatures to make it the law of the land. But basically it said when the national debt goes over $6 trillion, the federal government is dissolved. And obviously the federal government twisted arms and made threats and was able to hold that off. Now we're looking at something like $27 trillion in debt plus trillions more in unfunded liabilities that the government has taken on. It is an impossible situation. And it may be the prime reason they're talking about a great reset, which a lot of people thinks is going to be collectivism and socialism. But the fact of the matter is that the federal government has completely mismanaged this country economically. It's, you know, they're leaving a terrible world to the next generation, you know, unless they collapse and we can restart the country again here. All righty. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Mike, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make, did anybody make the comment that what was tucked away in that stimulus bill for Israel?
Yeah, a lot of people have commented on that.
Yeah, okay, that's good to hear. I just wanted to say that I want to remind Tom in Florida that we're a nation of immigrants. And when his immigrants came, when his ancestors came here,
mm-hmm.
they lived off the land. They lived off the land. Now, if you want immigrants to come in, you have to provide them with some support system. Like, you know, you got to give them some health insurance. You got to give them some food stamps. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to make it.
No, they're not.
So, I just wanted to see.
You know, and these were people who couldn't make it in their home countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd let you know about that. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We got 5 minutes left to go in the show. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to some science news here. There's, you know, obviously evidence out on Mars that it was once a wet, warm, possibly habitable planet. But they're saying over time, Mars lost its atmosphere, and as a result, its water. And so they're basically now saying, well, you know, the atmosphere had to do with it. I have a somewhat different theory, because if you look at a topographical map of Mars, you start with the Tarsus region, which is this huge uplift. It's got all the volcanoes like Olympus Mons. And then on almost the opposite side of the planet, there is a gigantic impact feature. And what I speculate happened is that there was a horrendous asteroidal impact that literally splashed the atmosphere off the planet, at which point the water boiled off into the near vacuum. But there is still water on Mars. It's very briny, so that it remains liquid in the extreme cold. And they're now speculating there may be more water deep underground here, but they're still trying to sort that one out. Okay, I think I mentioned this yesterday, but we're going to go through it again here. NASA is moving the Mars sample return program into the next phase of development. And basically, some people within the planetary science community worry about how the cost of that program will affect other projects. And with Joe Biden coming into the Oval Office, that's a significant worry. I don't expect him to be a tremendous supporter of space exploration. But let's assume that this mission goes off. Apparently, NASA announced on the 17th that it approved moving the Mars Sample Return Program into Phase A of development. Now, having my experience on Viking, I would strongly, strongly recommend that NASA biologically isolate those samples before they come back to Earth and open them within a sterile facility like the old Lunar Receiving Laboratory, which was built to guard against the possibility of pathogens coming back from the moon, which for the moon was a long shot. But again, on Viking, on the labeled release experiment, it showed data indicating there is currently indigenous microbial life on Mars. And so they're definitely going to want to take the appropriate cautions here. As a lot of you are aware, I'm very questioning of a lot of modern cosmology, in particular the Big Bang theory. And apparently a group of scientists, including Case Western Reserve University's astronomy chair, Stacy McGall, have published research contending that a rival idea to the popular dark matter hypothesis more accurately predicts a galactic phenomenon that appears to defy the classic rules of gravity. Now, I have mentioned in the past that this whole dark matter theory was come up with because the mathematics for universal expansion and the Big Bang just don't seem to work out. But in classic fossilized science practice, rather than go back and question the original assumption, they keep trying to rework things. And it draws a lot of parallels with epicycles, which was a theory that was designed to reconcile the observed motion of the planets with the church-favored Earth-centric model of the universe. And epicycles, of course, holds the record as the world's longest-running scientific goof over 400 years. And so basically, these astrophysicists have established a new hypothesis called modified Newtonian dynamics or modified gravity to basically try and make it all work and have happy numbers at the end of the report. Okay, we are coming. There's the music. We're here at the end of the show. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is really important. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.